Ancient Texts, The Genealogy of Energy, is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbro and is a production of EI Alliance, copyright 2021. Hey, Susan, so way back when we started our Ancient Texts podcast, and we made some kind of spreadsheet, remember that?
You did?
We were gonna, yes, you made this huge spreadsheet. We're gonna read all these ancient texts. We went on some website.
We're gonna take this, we're gonna take that,
we're gonna do a list. And we started with James Allen, and nothing was ever the same again.
Never.
And I actually resurrected my old notes from the book. I know you're reading a new book by him.
Triumphant Life.
Yeah, you didn't send me that PDF. You did it as a text.
Okay.
Who has a deal to look at a text anyway? Anyway, no song and dance. I just looked down at my notes, and I can't resist saying one of these quotes, which is the easiest one of all to say: "As a man thinketh in his heart, so he be." Man is what he thinks.
So I don't have my notes. I don't have a book. I have nothing other than my memory and what I've been reading. And what I, the book that I'm reading, and we'll talk about this, it gets so much more practical, and it really is mastering your mind, mastering your thoughts. That is the answer to everything. It really is.
And that's why I think I landed on this quote, because I just looked down at my notes and, you know, man is what he thinks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you ask yourself, what are you thinking about? What have you been thinking about? And sometimes, you know, we openly verbalize our thoughts ad nauseum and, you know, dig holes for ourselves. And is that really what we want to think about?
I had a conversation with someone not too long ago, and you know, you have a thought and you start to try to convince yourself that it's not real, or you try to convince yourself that it's all okay. And I sat back and I said, you know, you're in a hole and you think you're trying to climb out. But the truth is, you're really just digging it deeper, and you think you're climbing out, and you're falling deeper in it. And I think that's something that I think that's something that we don't always recognize.
You know, it's funny because I go into mindfulness and meditation, and I think we've expressed this before. I can hear you saying something about, you know, what people say when they express this is the way you meditate and what you do with your thoughts, and if a thought comes, and of course then you've kind of alchemized it into more of an existence than it was, that you have to deal with, rather than it's just a fleeting, like a passing leaf or something that's just falling through your atmosphere. And so then now you actually have to deal with it. It actually almost becomes a person. And not to make it, you know, horrible, but I mean, thoughts can be so great. I mean, can be so powerful.
So it's interesting that you mentioned the whole meditation thing, because for the longest time when I started meditating, which was like 30 years ago. Wait a minute, I'm dating myself. Wait a second. Every time I go to say it's 20, I'm like, oh no, wait a minute. I'm not that age anymore. Probably, you know, it's close to 35 years ago. God, I can't believe that. Anyways, you know, I used to think, oh, I've got so many things on my mind, I'm so important. I used to think that was, you know, like, oh, I can't just clear my head, I'm so important, I've got this, until I realized, well, I was the dope. Because the truth is that, you know, that it's a practice. That's not something that just happens. That comes from you practicing. And so I heard different things different people said, and the reason I'm saying this is because I started off, when you have thoughts, I used to reach a point where I'd say, all right, you got the floor, go ahead. And I let every thought come in my head, and I didn't stop any of it. And it would come and come and come. And then it would be like, what else? And it's like, okay, there's nothing else there. And I'd be like, okay, nothing else there. And then all of a sudden, you know, you just clear your head and something else would come in. And of course, this I'm going to say small, maybe negative thoughts would overwhelm. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say, oh, you want the stage again? All right. And I'd be quiet and I'd let it. And eventually, there would be nothing left to say. And then you go to meditate and there would be no thoughts that would come. It's almost mm-hmm. like you would empty the, you know, you'd empty the trash.
Right.
And the reason I mention that with this is because exactly what you say, when these little stupid, and I'm going to call them stupid thoughts, and we all know little picayune thoughts that come in your head, if they just come in and they leave, you let them leave, well, the only thoughts then that come are bigger. They're
right,
bigger,
right.
More potent thoughts. And if you hold on to the nasty thoughts, you know, the negative thoughts or the, you know, unempowering thoughts, then of course those can become bigger.
Mm.
But if you let them go without, and like you said, just let it be like a leaf blowing by, because they will come. I think that's just, I don't know if that's how we were programmed or whatever. You let them come and they pass, then it opens up for other thoughts.
Right.
And they're bigger and they're usually grander. And you know, you always joke with me and saying, you know, I just kind of, stupid as it's, I kind of empty my head when we go to do these. Like I said, I don't have the book. I don't have any of my notes. I don't even have the book I'm reading. And I say, okay, just, and I can sit here and like, the first thing you could say is, oh my God, are you nervous? What are you going to say? Is it going to sound stupid? Are you going to have the right words? Are you going to be able to access the right information? Blah, blah, blah. And I just let all that go.
Mm.
And so, you know, we sit down and it doesn't, sometimes I have to struggle to find what it is I want to say, but it's a bigger.
Right. It's also an encouraging place for your thoughts as well. And when you were saying that, I was thinking when you go into the creative realm, mm-hmm. I mean, your thoughts start to play with you and they're a blast. Mm. They'll just go, you want to play? Let's play. Let's go. Let's be fantastical. Let's be like creative, for lack of a better word. Let's be magnificent. And you know, having the ability to ascertain that it's your thoughts versus thoughts being directed at you.
Right.
And that you have no clarity to sit there and understand and acknowledge these are my thoughts. And, you know, who of us often, I mean, sometimes you got to stop yourself and say, wait, is that really my thought? That's not my thought. Where's that coming from? Am I taking something too personally, or am I doing something, or, you know, in any interaction? And it's such a volatile and chaotic space that it's been for so long that even, you know, and that's not a spell. That's not setting it up that's how it continues to be, but we know it goes from chaos to order. So we know that. And so in that space of thoughts, I mean, the thoughts are kind of, we're sitting here looking at waves on the ocean. It is the ocean, and thoughts move like waves. And the waves are all a part of the ocean.
I think what's important that you're not saying is it's where you go. Like you're completely 100% creative. You talk about storylines upon storylines, and everything's a story, and you could see it, and you write constantly. And you know that that's where you come in. That's where you, your thoughts, your humor come through, and you know that. And it's why the stuff that you write is awesome. It's funny, and yet it's thought, I hate to use the words because we always say it, but it's thought-provoking. But you know that that's the space you can go in. That's not the only space, and that's not a limitation. I'm not saying any of that.
Right.
But it's the space that you can go in. For me, I like you said, being here, I can walk along this ocean. I'll have a million thoughts. And God, you know, I'll walk to the end and come back, and then someone will say something, and I'll be like, really? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, huh? And it's because I go, to me, it's nature, because it becomes natural.
Right.
Because I know nature's supportive.
Right. And to me, too, it's an aspect of the present moment.
Because right now, I mean, we're sitting here at this place, and there are people going by, and nobody here knows. We don't even know we're doing this. We don't even know we're doing a podcast, but they don't know anything. You know what? I like that. Mm. It's like we're not sitting here. There's no judgment.
Right.
There's not a judgment. And I'm not defending it or trying to project anything. It's just, there's just no judgment. And that's one thing nature does is like, you know, I look at the trees here and I look at the ocean and I'm thinking, you know, there's a woman walking by and I'm like, she's nothing compared to this ocean. I'm nothing compared to this ocean. Mm. This is bad. How do you even sit here and talk about
blah, blah, blah? You can't even measure this.
It's like, you look at it and it's immense. And it's like, it just takes one wave and you're done.
And it's so funny as you're saying that the wind is blowing, going, hey, don't forget about me.
So
in that instance, in that right there, in that experience, I mean, that's where I kind of laugh, because it's like everything is almost like an animate expression. I was going to say an existence to me. It's alchemizing. I mean, nature is the greatest teacher. And I'm not saying anything that anyone doesn't know out there. I mean, nature is the greatest teacher. Yeah, you know, I could sit here and go, God, you're talking to me. My hair is blowing. It's hitting my face.
And my hair is the one that's blowing everywhere because I just have the sides up.
The funniest thing about it is you're talking about, you know, you're giving the soliloquy to the ocean in here. The wind is getting stronger. And to me, you know, we could say, oh shit, it's blowing in the wind, it's like driving me crazy, my papers are going all over the place, and I'm loving it because I'm going, go ahead, we get it, you're really, you know, and it becomes like a fun little animate, you know, kind of existence that's expressing itself, going, yeah, don't forget. And, you know, and I can feel the sun through the clouds.
Yeah, you can see it over there coming through. It almost looks like a rainbow.
Yeah.
And so that's, so it's so funny because it's making the point of once you find what it is, it's like responds to you. You write and you go into that space, like you just said, it responds. Right. You go in it and boom. Right. I could sit here and have this conversation, and it's like you said, you could see the sun coming through the whole way, the ocean. It's like, and then of course the trees, you know, chime in.
And you know, that's it's like any person that kind of pokes you and goes, what about me? Do you have something to say about me? What about me? And you know, for the expression of thoughts, it's just, to me, it's just, you were telling me some things this morning, and it's, I'm a very, I don't want to say picturesque, but you know, I kind of see things in pictures, and I put things in pictures, and I see scenes, and I see, and so when you say something to me, and you know, I know you're trying to have a serious conversation with me, and I'm not being that, I'm not being light about it.
This is being recorded, Julie. Just remember, it's being recorded.
But the funniest thing about that is I'm always, always intense about everything. And there's, you know, a lightheartedness to this, you're right, this is being recorded. I'll need to listen to this again.
No, I'm saying, but you're acknowledging that, you know, you say things, but I'm like, uh-oh, it's coming out.
Well, I say things, and yet it's hard to, I mean, you'll say, can you believe this is, and you're not like, you know, just dissing it and saying something. And I can't help but say, oh, or like, you know, even this would be funny if this happened. It's like, well, that wasn't what I was telling you for. It's not like I'm setting up a scene. And
or are you?
Maybe. Maybe I am. And a lot of the things that we've written.
Visualizing is a huge, you know, way of manifesting. And so if you, you know, you visualize and you create a scene for it to be visualized, well, then maybe, you know.
And who's to say that it hasn't occurred, that it has occurred, that it's going to occur, that it's, you know, to me, it's just kind of like a fun way of looking at possibility.
Yep. I think the important takeaway is that anything can do that. If you seek that to figure out what it is, whether it's writing, sometimes it's singing. We talked about this.
Right.
You know, whatever it is that you enjoy, painting, walking, working out, you know, anything. And I think people just don't think about that. Thank you. The leaf that just hit me and flew by.
And so again, the coolest part about this quote, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he be. I mean, when you really go, I'm going to be a little corny, but when you really go, why not? The words are there, to the depth of the heart. And what's in your heart and where your thoughts kind of come from. I've been reading a lot, and it's funny, things are falling into my lap, and also books that I've had, and I, talking about your mind and you know, where your thoughts come from and just the vibration of thoughts. And not, we've discussed tons of stuff about thoughts and creating, but to really get to the simplicity of what opens your heart and where your heart is, and that the energy of those thoughts, and for lack of a better word, those desires, but don't connect them with any dysfunction, stem from. And then, you know, thinking from that and what your thoughts really are, and if they are your thoughts.
So can I'm a very practical person. I think I am, for the most part. I'm maybe too practical. But James Allen, the sense I get is everything you say and I agree with, but it's all passive. It all seems a little bit more passive. And, you know, for me, I'm always like, okay, if I want to do something, I want to do it. I don't want to just be in a receiving end. I want to participate in some way. Mm. That's what I'm always kind of asking, like, what do I do with this? Like, how do I participate? Right. And not only in the receiving. The receiving is huge for me as well. I need to receive more and I need to allow, and it's not the old hokey garbage everybody else says. But it's also in being, you know, proactive. And with James Allen, it's, you know, it's really controlling your thoughts, controlling your mind. And I don't mean, you know, I don't know how to say it, but if you control it, it's a muscle. It's like a muscle. It's habit, it's patterns, it's all of those things. And it's you deciding. And this is the participation. You decide what you want to think. I mean, it's easy for me as a woman to think, oh, you're just here to help everybody. And there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want to be, then you don't go into any negative space with that. Mm. Because that is what you have chosen to think, feel, and believe. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
For me, if I, and things can change, I need to decide what it is I want to think about myself, how I feel about myself, and how I feel about other people. And now I need to be, it's directing my thoughts to that. It's a very proactive approach. It's not just what feels good. Yes, you use your heart as a tool. You use, you know, your mind, your body, your physical body, things as tools to help you to work with that. And it's working hand in hand.
Right.
That's huge. That is what I don't hear anyone else. That's why I want to be very clear on what you're saying and not throwing it in with what everybody else says, because I'm seeing something different,
right? Yeah.
And I know you are, and I don't want this to be, oh, like I'm reading the secret here or talking about what some of the other gurus says. Oh, we're heart centered. No, that's the heart is a tool to work with your mind, to work with your thoughts,
and
to work with
even,
everything.
And I think it's even deeper than that, because when you go to the structure of the heart, I mean, it's funny when you first expressed, you feel that he's passive and this is passive. Again, I almost feel like he's sitting here with us, because it kind of heard like, well, that's the expression of it in words. Of course it's passive. That's the expression of it in words. And in the expression of where, for me, where the heart is symbolic. And when you think about, I mean, of course, you know, here I'm going to run your route of, you know, we're physical beings and what your heart does. And how your heart works, and how oftentimes do you wake up in the morning and think of your heart? Do you really think about, oh, my heart's, this is what my heart is doing, and it's pumping blood, and it's and I'm breathing, and this is happening automatically. Wait a minute, do I have to do something? Wait a minute, do I have to? And it's actually running. And I think, you know, I just read something, and of course I've been reading so many things and absorbing things I can't specifically remember, but I think that there's a time frame where after you die your heart continues beating. And that doesn't mean that you're still there. And I'm not talking about the definition of brain dead and that kind of thing, but just in the focus of the heart, there's something very beautiful and cognizant in that just stresses that you know, the heart beating, it's something that's always there. So when we're talking about our thoughts and deciding what our thoughts are, they're always there. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a lot of, you know, clearing out, and we've talked about that, and that's energetic invocations, and clearing out everything to get to the truth and the authenticity of yourself. And, you know, where he connects the thoughts in the heart, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he be. For me, the simplicity of the words, and that there's just not so much more to the quote, but also that the heart gives you the complete essence. And it's actually, you could go into the rhythm of it, and you can go into the vibration of it, and then it's there. It's almost like, I'm going to say this, it's what you come with. When you come in, it's what you come with, and you're in synchronization with it. And you know what you're here for, and you know what you're doing, and then you get blindsided, and then you get distracted, and then you start thinking other people's thoughts and consumed.
You know, when you talk about the physical heart, we can also create harmony, disharmony for our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I am in full agreement with what you said. We come here and it works and does all this, but we also interact with our heart. We interact. It's not just a passive, we listen to the heart. We also tell the heart things. And the heart believes it or feels bad about it or is going to react, whatever it does. So I'm not saying that the heart is not, doesn't come here and knows what it wants to do or whatever and is a part of all that, yet we also communicate with our, we eat poor foods or we get ourselves stressed out, and it creates, we're also having a conversation with our heart.
Right.
And I think a lot of other places that are like, we're heart-centered, it's like, yeah, but you're missing the point that we are also, you know, it's like if you tell the heart something all the time, it's going to tell you that. It's going to react if you say, I'm a bad person, I can't do that. If you do anything that you feel bad about, the heart's going to feel horribly sorrowful versus, oh, I'm not a good person. I'm going to go and do this charity work. And the heart's like beaming. Look at we're, so it's not a one-way street. And I think that's a huge, you know, people say we're all heart folks. It's like, you don't understand. The heart's also reflecting upon you what you're telling it. And so the thoughts and the heart are still working hand in hand. I don't see it as that the heart has all the answers and it tells us. It does, but it also becomes, as it's here longer, it picks up on, okay, what is it that we want to do? How do we want to make this work? And, you know, when I said, oh, it's because when I say to you, if we're talking about something and I say, if I'm struggling, trying to understand something, and you know, you'll say something and I'll say to you, I cerebrally understand it, but it's not cellular.
Mm.
That's where the heart comes in.
Mm-hmm.
When the heart gets it, it's cellular.
Right.
It is cellular.
Right.
And so your thoughts, you really, so when he says, as a man thinketh in his heart, It's perfect, because it's what's cellular. If I can sit here and say, you know, I'm the strongest woman in the world, but if in my heart I don't believe it,
exactly,
doesn't matter.
Exactly.
So the heart is working in conjunction with thoughts and beliefs.
Right.
And when I say something is cellular, it kind of is that.
Right.
It's in my heart. It's in all my cells. It's just, it is.
So of course the heart works in conjunction with you.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to say, that it is not a standalone that the heart is going to tell you. And everyone, I think people, you know, I always say we're heart-centered.
Oh,
and
no,
it's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, because the heart is also affected now by who you are, what you think, and what you believe. So what if you have a crappy belief system, and you know, this is going to be terrible, but I'm going to talk about what's going on, just very briefly, what's going on in Afghanistan. You hear the Taliban going in, and they're doing all these things in their heart. They think it's right.
Mm.
And I could sit here in my heart and say, how do you do these horrific things to people?
Mm.
In their heart, they so when we say we're heart-centered, it's like, well, what does that mean? What does it mean? Your heart is also a product of what you believe and what you've thought and what you've said. So if you're irresponsible, you could say, in my heart, I believe this. And it's like, well, then it becomes judgment. Do I think, again, I'll go to the Taliban, I can sit there and say, you know, you do these horrific things, how can that be okay? And they have their own belief system.
Right.
And so I think that's a little bit of a crock when people say that we're heart centered. It's like, oh, so basically, what is your heart says is you're going to tell me is the way it is, and I'm going to say no. It's based on a belief system you've created.
Well, so when you know somebody says that, of course they're utilizing that as a termed definition.
An escape.
That is right. That is supposed to be a universal term definition. That's like advertising and marketing.
Right.
That's what you know.
Right.
And when, you know, it's funny, when you just said what you said, I looked at the quote again, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he be. And you can look at this in a good way, and you can look at it in a bad way.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
But
of course.
But I'm saying different, because a little bit different. And so, you know, I started by saying the heart, yet, you know, I think you made more of a connection. And this isn't a you, me. I'm trying to get a way to say this.
I look out in the ocean
and so
when
I think
you talk
you,
to me. I hear you and I look at the ocean. That's what I hear. And I actually, you're talking to me and I'm sitting here looking at the ocean saying, what is this about? And that's why I respond the way I do.
Oh, that's not what
it's
I
not
mean.
A. It's that's why when you say is it, it's not a you me. It's
oh,
like
right.
I'm like
no,
I'm
no.
not,
because I'm just responding to you and going with the energy and responding to the energy. Basically, we're you know there's like a third party here, and
it's always when we talk about James Allen, he always steps in.
Yeah,
always.
And the funny thing about this is I ponder a little bit, because is he really even just saying, you know, the heart is separate. And so if you think, I mean, the heart is actually an enhanced tool, but when you combine them together,
yeah,
I mean, it's
is,
not,
I
that's
mean,
why I meant to say it's a positive versus a negative.
The heart is what sends so, everything to every cell.
Right. And so generically, if you come and you're born and you don't have any preconceived baggage, whatever, who knows,
mm-hmm.
you know, and your heart's just working. And then as things occur, there's an amalgamation that occurs between your thoughts and your heart.
Of course. That's what I'm... Yep.
And so I know that's what you're saying. I'm,
yep.
I'm trying to say something a little bit of a different kind of angle to it. And so... When you came and your heart was separated from that amalgamation, it was a force to be reckoned with.
I don't think it ever was separated. I think you're born so you don't have thoughts. You haven't been, you know, deluded with thoughts. You don't have thoughts. I don't think it's ever been separate.
I don't...
You disagree?
Not that I disagree. I think you're a presence. When you come, you're a presence, and you come as a presence, and your presence has what it has. And my statement about this is just that... I mean, it's almost like, you know, when we start to separate the sentence and we say, as a man thinketh in his heart, and it's like, okay, so he's thinking in his heart, and is he saying... And I don't want to say it this way. This is the only way. Is he saying that's a good thing or a bad thing? Because if he's thinking with his heart, then that's how he's going to be. And if he hasn't cleared whatever, if he hasn't reached that space of understanding, you know, all of what you said before about how your thoughts affect your heart and how your heart becomes affected.
You know, what's funny is what I was saying is that your heart pumps blood through every single cell in your body. And if you think your heart is holding your thoughts...
Mm.
It, then therefore the thought goes to every single cell of your body.
Right.
And therefore whatever is sitting in your heart is going to affect every single cell of your body.
Right.
You just from a physical standpoint, I think that it's what you believe in your heart. I'm not saying this is what he means, because I can't say that. But to me, it's like whatever you believe in your heart. And to me, when you believe something in your heart, that's my sense of, you know, it's cellular. It goes through every cell in your body, and therefore it is. And so you have the ability to affect that by what you think and what you believe, because then that goes to your heart, and your heart sends out, like, you know, go. This is the thought. This is today. And it's like it goes out.
Right. And so that's how you will be.
That's how I interpret that when I think about it. And I think about the whole idea of the heart. That is a very proactive participation. That is not a passive receiving. Only it is a receiving because it goes out to every cell. And then, of course, it...
Right. So my stress is, so that's how you will be. So that's how you will be based on that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I think, you know, when you would just take this quote and say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he be, and you pop that up on any freaking social media, whatever, blah, 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 and you get a bazillion likes. And oh, yeah, we like James Allen. This is great. And the idea is, oh, yeah, you're in your heart, and your heart, it's your heart. And well, no.
Your heart
that's
is...
That's not what he's saying.
Right.
It's what we just said. Mm. It's the amalgamation. It's what we just said. And then it's kind of like, so there you go.
And so...
There you go.
And so the book that I'm reading now, it's really... It's so simple, like, as a man think of... But it's you direct your thoughts.
Mm.
And it is... You know, and I think that's why I started talking about... with meditation, like I used to think, oh, I can't control, I've got so many things. It's like, well, that's a very poor, that's not a strength, that's not a strong person, that's a very a weak-minded person, that you can't control your thoughts. And I started thinking about that, like, no, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I can control my thoughts. Why? Because it starts with me just dictating them, and the ones that come in, that doesn't mean I don't get those other thoughts, but I try really hard, as I said to you today, if I can't defeat them, I just try to be neutral, and just they come in, and I don't have the strength,
right?
Because of whatever's going on, I'm just not going to engage with them. They come in, it's like someone walking by that's pissing you off, and it's like, I'm just not engaging.
Right.
I'm not engaging.
You know what's really funny about that? This is the second time I've kind of got that visual that there's a directly correlative, you know, physical item that you can compare that whole experience you just said to. And you know, back in the day when iPhones first started and everyone was like, this is great, they would turn on notifications for everything. And then they had that duck notification, remember?
No.
When you would get a text, you would hear, or whatever the duck sound is. And so if you went out to eat with any friends or you did anything, everybody would have their phone on their table and there would be a ping, a flash, a light, the notification. I mean, this is kind of very similar to thoughts coming at you and thoughts. And how do you... You know, you can look away and you still kind of look to see, is there anything on there? Even if you silence it, that's your thoughts again. But then if you kind of shut off notifications, you get to that point where you shut off notifications and you just kind of do what you just said. You can breathe a little bit.
So would one make the leap to say that the way the technology and social media has been set up, we're pulling ourselves further away from that?
Yes. Yes, of course. Of course. It's all a technique, distraction. Thank you for subscribing and listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages and Google Play Books for our books and ebooks, and our fan link for podcasts available everywhere. Find music from the Free Rock Trio and New Threads everywhere too.